The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus came down from the mountain with Peter, James, and John, and approached the other disciples, they saw a large crowd around them, and scribes arguing with them. Immediately on seeing him, the whole crowd was utterly amazed. They ran up to him and greeted him. He asked them, "What are you arguing about with them?" Someone from the crowd answered him, "Teacher, I have brought to you my son possessed by a mute spirit. Wherever it seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, grinds his teeth, and becomes rigid. I asked your disciples to drive it out, but they were unable to do so." He said to them in reply, "O faithless generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you? Bring him to me." They brought the boy to him, and when he saw him, the spirit immediately threw the boy into convulsions. As he fell to the ground, he began to roll around and foam at the mouth. Then he questioned the father, "How long has this been happening to him?" He replied, "Since childhood. It has often thrown him into fire and into water to kill him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Jesus said to him, "If you can, everything is possible to one who has faith." Then the boy's father cried out, "I do believe. Help my unbelief." Jesus, on seeing a crowd rapidly gathering, rebuked the unclean spirit and said to it, "Mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." Shouting and throwing the boy into convulsions, it came out. He became like a corpse, which caused many to say, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand, raised him, and he stood up. When he entered the house, his disciples asked him in private, "Why could we not drive the spirit out?" He said to them, "This kind can come out only through prayer." The Gospel of the Lord. Several months ago, when I was able to attend an exorcism, it's really interesting to read this because something very similar happened. As soon as this man was delivered from this evil spirit, it was like he was dead, laying like a corpse on the ground. And the priest immediately came over and he celebrated the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. And he spoke aloud and he said, "I am doing this to bind up whatever wounds or whatever gave entrance to this evil spirit, so it cannot re-enter him." Just as our Lord said, he not only cast him out, but he said, "And I say you can never come back," because he would try to gain access again. What was so interesting about that, though, is one of the reasons the man lay like a corpse is because he was utterly exhausted. When the priest asked this spirit, he said, "I command you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to tell me, how can I get you out of him?" The spirit responded, "He must do it." The man possessed must do it. It is not first and foremost by the prayers of exorcism that he will be delivered, but by his own faith. And so the priest said to him, he said, "You must fight. You must put your faith and trust in God. Call upon our Heavenly Father. Call upon our Lord Jesus Christ, Our Lady, the holy angels." It was this man's fight. He had allowed these spirits to enter him, and so he must deliver them by believing that God could set him free. What was necessary in this situation? Not the faith of the young boy, but the faith of his father. And he tried to shift it on the apostles. You know, they couldn't do anything. Our Lord says, "If you can, what is lacking right now to your son is your belief that he can be fully set free." Now, the man must have had some faith or he wouldn't have brought the boy in the first place. But there must have still been some doubt in his heart that this could ever really happen. And so it was preventing his son from being delivered. Recently, in the last few months, it's interesting, when I've gone to anoint people, I always try to make a perfect act of faith. Whatever they are suffering from, I say, Lord, I believe with all my heart that you can set this person free. But what I've been sensing is that I need to ask everyone present in the room and the person himself or herself, do you believe with all your heart that our Lord can deliver you from this? Because if there is any doubt, it might prevent you from being set free. And everybody in the room, the entire family, all the friends, does everyone in here believe with all their hearts? Because I don't know what kind of faith is necessary or whose faith is necessary to set this person free, if it be God's will. My brothers and sisters, our Lord calls us to live with that kind of faith. Absolute confidence that whatever we ask him in prayer will happen if it's in accord with his will. But for those prayers to be answered, our Lord asks for perfect faith. That everything we pray from the heart and we believe without a doubt that it will be answered. I close with this. I was flipping through the catechism this morning and I discovered something I'd never caught before. And it said, to doubt is a sin against faith. To doubt is a sin against faith. And so we're asked to pray without doubt.